This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Some doctors in Massachusetts are suggesting what for many is an uncomfortable way to fight fatal drug overdoses. The Massachusetts Medical Society, which represents 25,000 doctors and medical students, is about to begin lobbying for clean, comfortable clinic settings where drug users can shoot up as medical personnel keep an eye on them. The Society's annual delegate meeting endorsed a supervised injection facility pilot plan over the weekend by an overwhelming vote of 193 to 21. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on the debate.
Over several days of committee hearings and Medical Society presentations, physicians stood to describe heartbreaking scenes from the opioid epidemic. Dr. Mark Eisenberg, a primary care doctor at the Massachusetts General Clinic in Charlestown, has lost three patients to overdoses in just the last 6 weeks.
My patients are overdosing in alleyways, in parked cars, in abandoned buildings, in their own bedroom. And I know that if they were able to go to safe injection facility under supervision, these drug overdose deaths wouldn't happen.
Many doctors have voted in favor of starting one or two supervised injection facilities, or SIFs, in Massachusetts, say they were persuaded by studies out of a clinic in Vancouver, the only such facility in North America. The research shows a 35% decrease in the risk of dying from an overdose and a 30% increase in patients seeking treatment as compared to drug users who do not use the clinic. Dr. Barbara Herbert is president of the Massachusetts chapter of the American Society of Addiction Medicine.
Everything we can do to keep people alive long enough to find that spark that makes it possible for them to be better, for them not to be controlled by drugs, I support.
But supporting supervised injection facilities is a gut-wrenching decision for some physicians. Dr. Glenn Markinson is director of maternal-fetal medicine at Boston Medical Center.
Does it make sense as us as physicians to watch someone do something we know is dangerous and illegal? On the other side, as physicians, does it make sense for us to have these people overdose on the street and not get care? So they're both terrible, but you have to do something, and I think more people would benefit by some sort of supervision.
Only one doctor spoke against the Society's endorsement of a supervised injection pilot during the public debate. After the vote, another physician, Dr. Robert Barrett, says he doesn't think his colleagues have considered the liability doctors or nurses might face if drug users inject and then leave the clinic and crash a car or cause other injuries.
You're responsible for that, just like a bartender is. So this is an uncontrolled setup.
The Medical Society says the next step should be creating a task force that would review professional liability, as well as state and federal laws that would have to be waived to allow supervised injection. There is a bill pending on Beacon Hill that the Medical Society is expected to back. It's not clear how much weight their endorsement will carry.
I'm not convinced that this is going to help Massachusetts yet.
Senator Jennifer Flanagan co-chairs the Joint Committee on Mental Health, Substance Use, and Recovery, which will hear the supervised injection facility bill. Flanagan says she knows doctors are taking this step to save lives.
But I really have concerns that we're allowing people to go into these facilities and use these illicit drugs while I'd rather see them in treatment.
The Baker administration issued a statement on the Medical Society vote that says fighting the opioid epidemic is a top public health priority and notes that supervised injection sites are not legal in the U.S., but they are also under consideration in Seattle, San Francisco, Ithaca, and Vermont. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.